Eagle 98.1 is the rock station. Here on your nice day for a hump day, Michelle Southern with Southern Rock, and joined on phone now by the voice of the Tigers, Chris Blair. Chris, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing good, Michelle. It's just about time. Almost time for boot and meatball inside Tiger Stadium.
I know. Are you excited about this season?
I really am. Optimistic. I know the expectations are high, but I'm really bullish on this year's LSU football team. And you know, I can't wait to get it started. It just so happens to be against my old school. But for 3 or 4 hours, it's all about the Tigers on Saturday night.
Yeah, that's right. So you can't come to us from Georgia Southern. But you've been in Baton Rouge now for how long?
This will start the fourth football season, so I'm just a regular Louisianian now.
Right, and there's nothing like LSU, is there?
No place like it, absolutely.
So tonight we've got the Coach O Show, so I guess tell us a little bit about that. I know we're still back at TJ Ribs.
Yeah, back at TJ Ribs, 7 o'clock, you know, Monday. He has his weekly press conference. The media gets to ask their questions. I like to liken this to an opportunity for Tiger fans to ask questions of the coach. So we got several that certainly pack TJ Ribs each and every Wednesday at 7 o'clock, and then you got the ability through the magic of telephone and Twitter to get your question to Coach O, and we'll get it to him, serve it up, and he'll give you the answer. So it's a chance to really, you know, have that kind of engagement with the head football coach of the Fighting Tigers.
How do you think Coach O does with that?
Oh, he does good because, again, I think he understands it's his opportunity to speak directly to the fans. And, you know, he'd be the first to tell you, nobody follows their football program any more passionate than LSU Tiger fans. So I think he enjoys it. Plus, he signs autographs, takes pictures, and kisses babies. It's a fun time on Wednesday night. If you haven't come, I invite you to do so.
And plus, one of my favorite things about Coach O, every time I look at Coach O or hear him talk, he just seems he's such an LSU fan, too.
Oh, no, the passion. I mean, I mentioned that the fan base is passionate. You won't find a more passionate human being than Coach Ed Ogeron, and it comes through. And that's kind of why we hope it comes through the radio waves. If you're not able to be there at TJ Ribs, we hope hopefully that passes through into your speakers and without a doubt. I mean, he is purple and gold, top to bottom.
And he definitely seems to, I guess for lack of a better way of putting it, handle the tough questions really well.
No, I think Coach is a great job. In fact, I'm very blessed here in my job, Michelle. All three of the coaches that I cover, basketball, baseball, and obviously football, I mean, they call it like it is. If they're asked something, they'll answer the question. For me, that's the best part. That's all I can ask for, and I think fans appreciate that as well.
So we have our phone number, and then how do we talk to Coach via Twitter and some of the other methods?
It's easy to do, at LSU Radio. Just send it in. You can send it in now. You can send it in as the show's going. We try to get to as many of them as we can. As you can imagine, there's a few that come in. Toll-free line from anywhere you are in the country listening online. And, of course, a local line right to our studio here in Baton Rouge. So no excuses. Easy to get a hold of Coach, and hopefully they'll do so starting at 7 o'clock tonight.
The voice of the Tigers, Chris Blair, on the line with us now. Chris, do you want to talk about your podcast at all?
Yeah, that's funny. I just finished it up for this week, the premiere of Hearing Voices, which sounds a little crazy, but we're actually talking to the voices that I listen to and you listen to when you scan the dial or listen online to college sports across the country. So each week I'm going to talk to the voices for the other team and get a little scouting report on the Tigers' opponent, and then we're going to talk about their career and how they got where they are and who their heroes were and how they prepare for games. And you know, so part of it is indulging my curiosity on what other people do. But I think it's an insight not only to the scouting report on the matchup, but also a little behind the scenes of what it's like calling games in this industry that we love.
Right. So play-by-play guys like yourself.
Yes. It's real simple talk. Anybody can understand it. No highbrow stuff going on.
No inside baseball, as they say.
No, absolutely.
So anyway, you podcast, it's called Hearing Voices, correct?
Yeah, you can subscribe now. I think you can find it on the Apple iPods, and we're going to have it on all the platforms. So wherever you go to get your podcast, you're going to see Hearing Voices. Hopefully you'll subscribe, and you know, if you're nice, you can send me a note on Twitter and tell me what to do better.
The voice of the Tigers, Chris Blair, the Coach O Show tonight at 7 o'clock, and of course can be heard right here on the flagship Eagle 98.1. Chris, thanks for joining us today.
Michelle, rock on and go Tigers.